brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by the Lightspeed Zulu, simply the quietest, most comfortable headset in the world and preferred by professional pilots everywhere. Phillips 66 Aviation, with over 725 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Visit Phillips 66 Aviation at NBAA booth number 2927.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Atlanta. We're with Sherry Utash. She's of the Wichita Area Technical College. A major training announcement today. Sherry, tell us all about it.
Well, we're here today to announce the opening of the National Center for Aviation Training in Wichita, Kansas. And Wichita Area Technical College is pleased to be the managing partner at the pleasure of Sedgwick County in Wichita for this new center. This new center is unique and very, very inspiring campus for aviation training. It is a great mix of education, training, and research, and it was built on public and private partnerships with the five aviation industries in Wichita, Kansas, which is the air capital of the world: Hawker Beechcraft, Spirit, Boeing, Cessna, and Bombardier Learjet. Those five industries came together to the city and county government 10 years ago and started the vision for this new world-class training center. And today we've opened that world-class training center where we offer training for tuition-based technical training for degrees for those that are starting new careers, and retraining and retooling of existing aviation industry employees so that they remain competitive in the marketplace.
Now, the place is huge. It occupies like a city block. Is that correct?
That is correct. It is 224,000 square feet of teaching and learning space. We have 21 classrooms, 25 labs, and a 200-seat auditorium. We also have access to a runway at Jabara Airport where you can fly in, taxi your airplane, park it, come in for a training session or a conference.
Now, how many students will it hold, and what kind of students are you seeing signing up right now?
We have a capacity of 1,500 students within the facility, and right now we have about 750 students currently enrolled. We offer all kinds of classes and programs in advanced manufacturing and aviation. Our airframe and power plant program, our A&P mechanic program, is one of the cornerstones of NCAT, and we certainly, our goal is to provide the largest number of FAA-certified airframe and power plant mechanics in the country within the next 2 years. Another cornerstone program for us is advanced manufacturing in robotics and in a joining lab where we're teaching the joining of composite and metal materials. In addition to composites repair and composites fabrication, avionics, non-destructive testing, quality control, aviation interiors, welding, machining, CATIA, CAD, mechanical engineering, and architectural design.
Okay, well, 10 years ago, there was probably a need foreseen for all of this. These days, the reality in Wichita is layoffs and a lot of people retraining as bartenders and cab drivers. What is your college doing to address this, and what is the need that it fills in an environment like this?
What we're doing is, this is a world-class training center, and it's the National Center for Aviation Training. All of the curriculum that's been developed for this has been developed with subject matter experts from the aviation industry, sitting down with faculty to develop competencies and outcomes and look to the future. So what we're doing is, we're looking ahead. We're training on traditional aviation and manufacturing jobs, in addition to the fact that we're integrating curriculum on next generation and new generation advanced manufacturing processes. And so that's one way that we're looking at it. The other thing is in any climate of aviation, whether we're in an up or a downturn, the airframe and mechanics A&P program, that particular program does not see the layoffs and does not see the, is not affected that much, because even when people aren't buying planes, they're servicing them. So that particular program remains very, very strong, and our graduates are being placed into jobs across the country in that profession. So we're looking towards the future. We also know that every time the aviation industry comes down, it comes back up, and we want to make sure that we're prepared and we have a pipeline of people that are qualified, ready for those high-tech, high-wage, high-demand jobs when they do come back.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Atlanta. Thanks for listening.
Wouldn't you rather fly with a headset preferred 3-to-1 by professional pilots over other premium headsets? Come discover how you can trade up to Zulu, even from other premium brands, by visiting Lightspeed Aviation in booth number 1840 at NBAA.